Sure, Chof and Nita, continue. Benos Kusin, Yerodea, Gimel Talmud, Eitoshim, and Beis, Thursdays, June 24th, 1982. Continue.
They, just one day, when she had on the 17th and 18th, in the Mizive, 2 days, still not his other day. You need 3 days. But now, she again has the fifth period of Yom Tmei, of 8 day period of Yom Tmei, extending from the 33rd till the 40th now. But so far the count of Yemizive in Yemizive was uninterrupted. 7-11, 7-11, because she did not become Izobek Dele as yet. She has to become Izobek Dele in order to suspend the uninterrupted count of 7-11, 7-11. But so according to the uninterrupted count, so the 19th day marks the beginning of Yeminide again. The 26th day marks the beginning of Yemizive again, and the 37th day marks the beginning of Yeminide again. Now, this woman, so she has a flow for 8 days, starting on the 33rd, continuing till the 40th, inclusive. Now, the 33rd, the flow that she has on the 33rd, and the 34th, the 35th, and the 36th, they're all in Yemizive. So that makes her Izobek Dele. 4 years and 4 successive days. So she becomes Izobek Dele. Now, since she becomes Izobek Dele, so that suspends the uninterrupted count. So, and she keeps on bleeding until the 40th. So that suspends. So the Yeminide could not start on the 37th day, because by virtue of the fact that she had a menstrual flow on the 33rd and the 34th and the 35th, and all these flows were in the Yemizive. So she became already Izobek Dele. So even though if she did not have that menstrual flow, had she not had the menstrual flow on the 33rd and the 34th and the 35th, then on the 37th the Yeminide would begin again. But in view of the fact that she had the menstrual flow on the 33rd, the 34th and the 35th, so the Yeminide cannot begin again on the 37th, because she is already Izobek Dele. First she has to complete a count of 70 kin. Now she cannot start the count of 70 kin until the expiration of the 40th day. The 40th day, because she bleeds till the 40th day. But then, with the expiration of the 40th day, so the Yemitumeh will end. And then Yemitare will begin, devoid of that. So the first day will mark the first day of the Zayinikin. So then she'll have to count, but the Yeminide will not begin. The Yeminide will not begin until the beginning of the 48th day. Because the Yeminide cannot begin with the beginning of the 41st day, because the 41st day is the first day of the Zayinikin. She has been bleeding until the expiration of the 40th day. So she is a Izobek Dele. So that suspends the uninterrupted count of 7-11, 7-11. So when will she have completed a successful count of 7 clean days upon the expiration of the 47th day? So that means that when will the Yeminide begin on the 48th day? So, and she doesn't bleed on the 48th day. She doesn't bleed on the 48th day. So, and she already counted Zayinikin. She already counted Zayinikin. So Mimele, the 48th day, she's also Muteres to cohabit with her husband. So we have 15 days. So this woman has 15 days that she is, on which she is allowed to be with the husband. 7 days extending from the 10th till the 16th, 7 days extending from the 26th till the 32nd, so it's 14, and one more day on the 48th day. and the 48. So that's the Cheshbon. Shmei Yom Tmeim, Shmei Yom Teirim, Mishameshes Hamishos Oyeim, Mitei Chavoy Mishmeino, Harei Abrosa Habe. So the Gemara Sekashu. Hamishos Oyeim, Mitei Chavoy Mishmeino. Pio. So the Gemara Sekashu, Harei Abrosa Habe, Harei Abrosa Habe. So there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. I don't want now to go over the Cheshbonis of Rashi. But Rashi's pshat is a little bit in accordance with the Rambam's shit. Not completely like the Rambam shit, but a little bit like the Rambam shit. But Tesis explains it. The Gemara's kashe, Hari Abosar Have, how can you say that this woman is allowed to be with her husband 15 days out of every 48 days? And how are the 15 days constituted? 7 days extending from the 10th till the 16th. And 7 days extending from the 26th till the 32nd, so we have 14, and then the 48th day is the 15th day, so the Gemara's kashi is, no, 7 days extending from the 10th till the 16th that we have, that's granted. But how do you have another 7 days extending from the 26th till the 32nd? No, you only have 6 days extending from the 27th till the 32nd. Not extending from the 26th till the 32nd. Why? Because this woman had the menstrual flow from the 17th till the 24th. But when she, as a result of the menstrual flow, on the 17th and the 18th, which were on the Ilezime, the 19th marked the first day of the Menide again, but the 17th and the 18th were the last days of the Yudalef Yeim, the Ilezime. So she became Izovetane. She had to count Zaynikin. Could she have counted Zaynikin on the 19th, on the 20th? No, she had the menstrual flow until the 24th. When was the first day that was clean, devoid of dam? The 25th. So, but the 25th day, the Gemara says, could not have been applied as a clean day for her. Why not? Because the 25th day was the last day of the Yemenido. So Memele, the Makshe assumed that Yemenido cannot be Eile L'Sfira Zivoso for Izovektane, even for Izovektane. It cannot be Eile, the Yemenido. Now, because this woman had to apply an uninterrupted Cheshbon of 7-11. So that means that in this woman, the Yemei Zivo started with the 8th day and it ended with the 18th day. And the Yemenido started with the 19th day and ended the 25th day. When did the menstrual flow subside? At the end of the 24th day. So the 25th day was a clean day for her. There was no bleeding on the 25th day. So how can she count the 25th day as a clean day for the Zobektane that she has, the Shem Zobektane that she acquired? But the 25th day, which was a clean day, is the last day of the Yemenido. And the Makshe assumed that Yemenido, even if it's Eino Reyeben, but it cannot be Eile L'Sfira Zivoso. L'Sfira Zivoso Ktano, it cannot be Eile. So Mele, the 25th day could not be counted as a clean day. So which day could be counted as a clean day? Only a day that is already in the Yemei Zivo. What is the first day in the Yemei Zivo in this woman? The 26th day is the first day of the Yemei Zivo. So she couldn't be with the husband on the 26th day. She could only be with the husband on the 27th day. So you had 7 days extending from the 10th till the 16th, And then six more days, extending from the 6 more days, extending from the 27th till the 32nd. So 6 plus 7 is how much? Is 13. Then the 48th day, she's also a Teres HaBaila because she counted Zayin Nikin from the 41st till the 47th. The 48th is the void of Dam, and she's a Teres HaBaila. So it's a 14th day. So you only have the cheshbon of 14 days that she's a Teres HaBaila, not 15 days. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is based upon the premise that Yeminidoso Shinereyeben, like the 26th day, is not Eile, even with Sfira Zivos of Tano. So that's the Gemara's Teret, Zeisi Meres, Yeminidoso Shinereyeben, Eile with Sfira Zivos. So Mele, the 25th day, which is a clean day, even though it's the last day of Yeminidus, is Eile with Sfira Zivos for the Ziv of Tano. So she's Muteres HaBaila from the days extending from the 26th till the 32nd, so 7 days more. So we already have 7 and 7 is 14, and then the 48th day is 15. That's the Gemara. That's the Pshat in the Gemara, according to Teisa Pshat. So Teisa says the Kashi, here the Gemara says, Zein Simeres, Yimri Doso Shein Reyeber, Yizein Uli Svira Zivoso, Yizein Uli Svira Zivoso. There are some Achreinim who say that the answer, the Kasha and the Rambam, after all, our Gemara is counter to this Rambam. So some Achreinim give a Teretz, a very simple Teretz, a Balopatisha Teretz. But a very good Teretz, a Balopatisha Teretz, without any Rambam. So they say, according to the Rambam, there is a machlokes between this Braise and that from its Zayinimut Beis, where the Braise says, like the Rambam Shite, that the moment a woman becomes his Ovid, so the count, so the uninterrupted count of 7-11 is suspended until she has counted Zayin Nikin. So that's like Ramban Shite. And the Braise that Nudalet that says Zeis Imeres Yimnidosha Shinereyeben Eilu Yisvira Zevosa. So it seems from that Braise it seems that it is an uninterrupted count, that even if she became Izobe, so the count of 7-11 is not interrupted. So it's a machlekes surprises, machlekes anoyim. So the Rambam passes like the prices, Achman Dalet, not like the price here. That's a teretz that is given by some. It's given by some. But Tesis, of course, follows up the shita of the Ramban. Some Mele Tesis says the kashe, v'im teima yishilet bo simon, omar yim nizoso shim reyeben, eilin yisvira zivoso. And here the Gemara says just the contrary. Says the Yeshlima the Hosam my Rebbe is a Victane Shereim Yidalet the Yidbeis Abedit Chilas Nidavel. So briefly, Tense Shiten the Ramban Shiten the Rashi Shiten the Ritva Shiten the Ram Shiten is the Shita of all the Rishonim except the Ramban. So Rashi Shiten is a little bit like the Ramban, but not completely like the Ramban. So the Shita of most Rishonim, but it's called the Shita of Ramban. Because the Ramban is the one who discusses it in great detail and is masik on the Ramban. So the shita of the Ramban and most of the shenim is that there is a distinction between Zobedil and Zobichan. So in other words, so according to the Ramban too, there is an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11. But according to the Ramban, if a woman becomes Zobedil, so then the uninterrupted count of 7-11 is 7-11 is suspended until the woman has managed to count 7 days between. Seven clean days. But only if she became Zobedele. Then the uninterrupted count of 7-11 is suspended. But if she became just Zobedele, then it's not suspended. Even we could say Monepshach, just as if a woman became Izobidele, so it's suspended until she has counted Zayin Nikin. So if a woman became Izobidele, it's also suspended for 1 day until she counted 1 clean day. We could say that. So, but we don't say that. So in other words, so this is what Teisus says. The Hosam my Rebbe is of a Tanit. Shereyim Dalet. The Midbeis have to be trusted available. Now, you'll have to. I don't want to spend. I did spend time discussing, you know, the Hashbeinis Daf Nun Dalet, but I don't want to spend more time to discuss the Hashbeinis according to Rashi's Pshat. So you go over it yourself, and then you should go over the Gemore Daf Ches Inerach. And then we should be able next year to cover up to the Mishneh of Amkasha B'Sech Shmeinim Shomkei.
Shir Chof Aleph Anida Benos Kusim Yoridea Vav Tammuz Hetav Shem Mem Beis, June 27, 1982, on Sunday.
The Braise says the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shua Ime Lalo Sopsame Israel Yoldar is already visited. Give her a blessing. Rabbi Shua Ime Lalo Yenke Shabbi. So the Mishnah spells it out in so many words that in the case where she had three rias that and in the Yevezide, and then she had a period of poor, a period of comfort from pain for 24 hours or a day like when the Shabbos Yemei, and then she gave birth to the child, so then she's considered as the Yeledes Bezei. She's considered the Yeledes Bezei, because in view of the fact that for 24 hour period she had no pain, so that indicates that the discharge of dam she had prior to the 24-hour period of comfort was not due to the blood. So it's damnido. So Mele, the Xerzakosov implies domo machmas atzmo, domo machmas vodo. But if it had been domo machmas vodo, so how is it that for 24 hours straight she had no pain? In other words, domo machmas vodo. In other words, as a result, many times, as a result of the baby pushing down, so I suppose it irritates the lining of the uterus, and because of that, it starts bleeding. As a result of the baby pushing down. So, that kind of down is stoya. Doma machmas atzmoi, doma machmas lodo. But, if after this discharge of down, that was coupled with pain, and three successive days, she had a period of 24 hours of comfort, so Mela will say that the discharge of dam was not due to the blood, to the baby pushing down, but that was the amido. So the Mishneh says in so many words, that indicates where she suffers from natsa, the word in adam, so then she is considered a Yeledes Bezei. How about the case where she sofso min hatzar en min adam? In other words, she had 3 years and 3 successive days, and then for 24 hours or for a day, like Leil Shabbos V'Yemei, so she neither had any discharge of dam, nor did she have any pain. If she rested from both, from the discharge, from the flow of dam and from pain. So do we say that she's a Yeledes Bezei or not? So at that point there is a machleket between Rav Chisde and Rav Chanin. Iboy, sof so mizeh u mizeh, mahu. So Rav Chisde omar tmeyo, Rav Chanin omar tmeyo. So now it's according to Rav Chanin, when is she considered Yeledes Bezei? Only if she had the discharge of dam and 3 successive days in the Yemei Zive, coupled with pain, and then she had, a pause, a period of comfort of 24 hours while she was continuing to discharge that. So even within the 24-hour period that she was confident, no pain, no labor pain, but there was a flow of doubt. There was a flow of doubt. So in such a case, we say that flow of doubt is not domo machmas lodo, because in other words, the flow of doubt that she had prior to the period of comfort, in other words, let's say she had a discharge of dam coupled with pain on Sunday. She had a discharge of dam coupled with pain on Monday. She had a discharge of dam coupled with pain on Tuesday. And it was in the amazing. And then the pain subsided. But the dam continued to flow. So then the Mishnah says that she's even the same. She has to count Zayinji. Because inasmuch as the pain subsided and the flow of dam didn't subside, what does it show? It shows that the discharge of dam that took place on Monday, Tuesday, was not Domo Machmas Lodo. Because if it had been Domo Machmas Lodo, how is it that it continued to discharge down? She continued to discharge down without Mashiach came in the case where she had the discharge of down on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, and then on Tuesday, so the pain subsided and the flow subsided, everything subsided, then according to Rav Hanina, she doesn't have to count Zayiki. So Rav Hanina Omateo, Omar Rav Hanina, Moshe Lemelech, Sheyotzo v'chayalei sof lifono, v'yodua shechayalei sof shel melech. In other words, if she had a discharge of dam on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, coupled with pain, and then on Tuesday it subsided, and the flow also subsided, everything stopped, the pain subsided, the flow subsided. So then, but while she was flowing, while she was having a flow, she had pain. So doesn't it show that inasmuch as every time she had a flow, it was coupled with pain, that dam was not a menstrual flow, but it was due to the baby pushing down. V'horaye, that the moment the pain stopped, the flow also stopped. So why did she have the flow until Tuesday? She had the flow because that discharge of dam was due to the pushing down by the baby. And then the baby took a pause. There was no more discharge of dam. The fact that the moment the pain subsided, so also the discharge stopped, shows that the discharge of dam that did take place on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday was not a menstrual flow, but it was a flow due to the pushing by the baby. So it's Domo Machmas Lodo. Domo Machmas Lodo. So Memele, she is still. So Moshe Lemelech, so then you ask, if it's Domo Machmas Lodo, so why, how is it that after she had this discharge of dam that was due to the baby pushing, Domo Machmas Lodo, so then she had a period of comfort, so he mentions that Moshe. In other words, that like a Melech who is coming, so some of his forces march into the city first, and they give the signal that the Melech is coming. So here too, in other words, this discharge of dam that took place on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, coupled with pain, is symptomatic of the fact that this discharge of dam resulted from the baby pushing down. So in the Melech, it's Doma Machas Voto, so it's his tail. The Rachid Doma, no. Kolchkin, the boye, nofish, chayoles tray. Rachid says that in the case of Sopson, Mizeu, Mize, so then she is male. Because we say that inasmuch as she stopped, the pain stopped, and the discharge stopped, so they chose that the dam, the discharge she had on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, coupled with pain, so that was not Machmas Vodo, because if it had been Machmas Vodo, so she should have continued to discharge him. Because if the baby already, let's say, a few days before, started to push down, and that's why the discharge of dam was coupled with pain, because ordinarily when a woman has a menstrual flow, it's not coupled with real pain. It might be coupled with slight pain, but not with intense pain. So the male, if that dam had been Machmas Vodo, how is it that it stopped all of a sudden? It stopped for such a long time, for 24 hours. Usually it stops for half an hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours. But if it stopped for 24 hours, so that's an indication that indicates that the dam that was discharged on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, even though they were coupled with pain, but it's not dam. Machmas Vodo, some mayor, she is mayor. Now, the Yeshua in the Lilo Yehu, Jerusha in the Yehme, she sob some Natsav in Adam, time in Natsav, lo in Adam, homize umize teo. To you, the Raf is there, because the Mishnah spells out, she sob some Natsav, lo in Adam. So, doesn't that imply that if he sob some from both, so then, it is there, or she is not the other present. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boy, and mizeu mizeu dit meyo, di paslu chayolis ligam, avu matzavu in adam, ima keheche di midam li posko, mikeishi nam li posko, vi otum ve baal me udinokat lo, komash me. In other words, so Rav Chita says, that the Mishnah doesn't mean that that case of so in the case of Sopson Natsav and Adam, so she is Tmeyo, she is a Yeret Mizeim. But if it is Sopson from both, Minatsav and Minadam, so then it is Tmeyo. No, the Mishnah mentions a big achilles, because it's needless to mention that in the case of Sopson Mizeu Mizeh, so then, it's certainly a riot that the dam that was discharged on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, was not Doma Machmas Vodo. Because if it had been Doma Machmas Vodo, how is it possible that for such a long period, there shouldn't be any dam coupled with pain? But in the case, what I could say, so there doesn't even have to be mentioned that in the case of Sopso Mizeu Mizeh, so is she Yoreh Mizeh, does not even have to be mentioned, goes without saying. But the Mishnah tells us a big affidavit that even in the case of Sopso Minatzav Elohim Adam, so then one could argue that she should be Teheiro. But then you ask, if it is Sopsom Natsah, so then I could argue, if it is Sopsom Natsah, Veloim Adam, so in view of the fact that the dam continues to flow. Why does it flow all of a sudden? It's not usually, I mean, the menstrual flow is not likely in a woman who is about to give birth to a child. So here she had 3 years on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, coupled with pain. So what does it mean? What is it due to? To the pushing by the baby. So then you'll ask, Monefshach, if it is due to the pushing by the baby, so why is it that it's so minatza? So we could say, in other words, the fact that she had so much sap before on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, that made her a little insensitive, you know. When a person has a lot of pain, so he becomes accustomed to it, and he might become insensitive to the pain, because he already suffered so much pain, so he doesn't even feel it. It's like administering an anesthesia to the woman who is labor. So, in other words, because she is not sensitive to it, she doesn't feel it. So here too, we could say, in the case of Sopso Minatza, Viloi Minadam, so we could say, Eimak, Hichad Midam Leposko. Now we see that the flow didn't subside. In other words, she had the flow coupled with pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Then, in the middle of the day on Tuesday, the pain subsided, but the flow didn't subside. So then we could argue, in view of the fact that the flow didn't subside, so that shows that the hemshech of the flow emanates from the same cause as before. But why doesn't she have pain? Because she already accustomed herself to pain. So she became insensitive. So if that is the reason, so then she should be there. So we see from this Gemara, that we do not say that it's actually Domo Machmas Lodo, and the dam that emanates from her, without pain, so is really a hemshech of the, is a result of the baby pushing down, but she became insensitive. We do not say that, and we say that inasmuch as she does not have pain, so mele, that means that the flow of dam is not due to the pushing by the baby. Is not due to the pushing by the baby. So since the flow of dam is not due to the pushing by the baby, so maybe she is the other same, she has to count Zayniki. So Kamashmuron, that we do not say Hotun Mebaum would knock at law. She became a little immune to the pain. She became insensitive to pain. But the implication being that if it had been established that the reason as to why she doesn't have pain, the reason as to why she doesn't have pain is because she accustomed herself to the suffering of pain, so mele she is insensitive to the pain, so then she would be tail. She wouldn't have to count anything. I'm mentioning that because I mentioned last time that there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Tesfes. Now, the Och Linea mentions the Tesfes and the Flamazayim and Aleph too. So I said that there is no raya from this Tesfes. But the Och Linea mentions the raya from the Tesfes that from the Ches, the Bramasro, my bank of mission be fallen. So the Och Linea says that there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Tesfes, and the Tesfes that from the Ches, there is a raya, there is a deal. So according to the Ramban, suppose a woman gives birth to a baby, but she doesn't have any pain. She doesn't have any pain. So according to the Ramban, she is not Yeredes B'Zeim. She is stale. She does not have to count Zayniki. Why? Because Damkechi Geto is Mitaya, so it doesn't mean that Kedam that is discharged and coupled with pain. In other words, the pain is indicative of the fact that the dam came out, emanated as a result of the blood. It's not a menstrual flow. But, so that's the significance of the pain. But it's not the pain per se that is important. But if the dam comes out simultaneously with the giving of birth, so then it is certainly machmas vodo. That's what the Ramban says. So, from the tres, the Ramas from my daita mission is following, so it's mashma from that tesis that if even the dam emanates from the woman simultaneously with the giving birth, but if she does not have pain, so mimele, she is male, she has to count Zayinki. Even though the dam emanated mamish simultaneously with the giving of birth. Why? Because so she is male, according to Tesis. She has to count Zayinki. Why? Because according to Tesis, so damkenshi means damkenshi. Dam that is coupled with pain. In other words, it's not a question of shayla of mitzias, of course. I mean, tesis will also be made that the dam that comes out mamish simultaneously with the giving of birth is not an menstrual flow. That's dam that is due to the giving of birth. But when the Torah was mitaya dam keishi, the Torah was only mitaya that dam that is machmas vodo, that as a result of the pain we know it's machmas vodo. In other words, all the Torah, that's the machlekes between the Ramban and Tesis. The Ramban is massive against Tesis. The Ramban says, how can we say that if the discharge of dam takes place simultaneously with the giving of birth, but just because she has no pain, so it should be Tome. It's not Damkenshi. Why is Damkenshi Tome? Is it especially the Sakosu? The dam that is coupled with pain is Toya does not confer upon her Ishem Zobe. The Xerosakosu is Domo Machmas Atzmo, the Domo Machmas Vodo. So usually, if it comes with pain, if the discharge of dam is coupled with pain, so there it's a raya. It's a raya that this is not a menstrual allergy, but it is due to the birth, to the pending birth or to the birth. If the discharge of dam takes place without pain, then there is no raya that it is due to the birth or to the pending birth. Masha'inke, if the dam comes out simultaneously with the giving of birth, so then there is no shaila that it's due to the giving of birth, and it's not of menstrual origin. So why should she be male, or why should she have to count like a king? It's certainly machmas vodo. Ein lechom damo machmas vodo, yeisa mezeh. That's the timing of the Ramban. So what is the sheet of thesis? So the sheet of thesis is not the thesis is chilik and the Ramban and mitzias. And Teisa Shita is that inasmuch as she's not coupled with pain, even though the dam is discharged simultaneously with the giving of birth, so we say it's of menstrual origin. I mean, it's not mistada that Teisa should be chilek and Ramban and such a mitzies, when it seems a domoposhut that if the dam is discharged simultaneously with the giving of birth, so in all probability, it is not of menstrual origin, but it is due to the birth, to the lady. So it should be Dom Machmoro. So the Teisa Shite is not the Bintzies. We say it's not due to the lady, but it's of menstrual origin. That would be contrary to Bintzies. But Teisa Shite is that the Xerasakosu of domo machmas atzmo, velim domo machmas vlodo, applies only to that kind of irias dam, to that kind of a discharge that is apparently due to the blood by virtue of the symptom of pain, because labor pain is symptomatic of birth, of giving birth. So in other words, only when the discharge of dam is evidenced by this symptom, by the symptom of koish, of pain, of labor pain, then the Torah was mitayin. Mizon. Mashein came, if we know, if this system does not exist, but we know that the dam is not of menstrual origin. How do we know? Because the dam emanated simultaneously with the giving of birth. But, so it is evidenced by other facts, not by the symptom of labor pain. So, if the fact that it's machmas lodo is evidenced by some other symptoms, not by the symptom of labor pain, then the xerosakosis doesn't apply. So it's not that there is a machlokes in mitzias. It's not mistaka that Teisa should say a thing like that. Everybody understands that if a woman emanates dam as a flow of dam simultaneously with the giving of birth, that this flow of dam is due to the birth, not of menstrual origin. It's a normal portion. But Teisa Shita is that the Xerasakosup of Domo Machmasatmo and Domo Machmas Lodo applies only to a Dam Machmas Lodo that is evidenced by the symptom of Kesh. But if it is evidenced by some other symptom, by not the symptom of Kesh, so then this Xerasakosup doesn't apply. But that does not mean, now, I might have mentioned previously that according to Teisa Shita, I don't remember whether I mentioned it, but I might have mentioned previously that according to Teisa Shita, if a woman, let's say today, many women, they go to the doctor, they don't want to have any pain, so then the doctor will administer anesthesia, he'll put the woman to sleep, and then they'll take out the baby. They'll take out the baby. So, suppose it's in the Mezile. So does it mean that according to Teisves, since she doesn't feel any pain, so maybe it's not Damkechi, so maybe she has to count Damkechi? We could say that. But from this Gemara we see not like that. Because the Gemara says, that Tunbe Baalma would not cut, that the reason as to why she doesn't feel any pain, because she already became so accustomed to the pain that she doesn't feel it anymore. She's insensitive to pain. I mean, many Jews who were in concentration camp told me that they were tortured so much by the Nazis, Yimach Shmon, that after going through such an experience of inconceivable pain, they did not feel any pain. They did not feel any pain anymore. A person can attain immunity, I mean, to the most intense pain. So that's Tumle Baalma. So the Gemara only says here, Komash Melon, that we do not say Tunbe Baumedaka. But if it will be established that the reason as to why the discharge of dam was not coupled with pain is because Tunbe Baumedaka, she achieved a state of insensitivity, then it's considered alpidin as if it had been alpidin. So in other words, even according to thesis, that where the discharge of dam simultaneously with the giving of birth was without pain, so then she has to count Zion Kim, Bizei, because they hold that the Dixarasakos of Lidon Mahmas Vlodo applies only to a case where the dam Mahmas Vlodo is evidenced by the symptom of Keshi. But if it is not evidenced by the symptom of Keshi, then she is Yoel Bizei, she has to count Zion Kim. But in the case where an anesthesia was administered, she was put to sleep. So there we know the tum vebalmud. And so then it's considered as if it had been evidenced by the symptom of pain. Because the reason as to why she got the pain is she was put to sleep. Tum vebalmud. So even according to taste, she wouldn't have to count down. Right. Now let's see the Rashi. Rav Chizkiya omat meyodo yikeshuken. Rav Chanina omat heyoki yisof saaf min adam yivlo yinusen idam akei shemachmas vados avu tisof so min atzah verei edam yivlo yinusen dinikam. between Rav Hanine and Rav Chisda. In other words, Rav Hanine says that in the case of Sokso Mizeh Umizeh, so then we have to presume that the dam is due to the baby pushing, the dam that took place, the discharge of dam that took place on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, coupled with pain, was due to the pushing by the baby. Whereas, according to Rav Chisda, since itopso mizeu mizeh, so that's a raya that the discharge of dam that was coupled with pain was of menstrual origin. It's not mistaken that there is a machlekes. It could be that both agree. Even Rav Hanine, even Rav Chisda agrees that since the woman is about to give birth and she had her ears down, coupled with the intense pain that is typical of the pain that results from the baby pushing. So the male, so Vinciyes, it is due to the baby's pushing. But it's not a question whether the dam is objectively due to the baby's pushing or it's objectively due to a menstrual phenomenon, to a menstrual cause. That's not the important question. The halacha is, it has to be evidenced by the symptom of kedushin. So even if klapishmai is gali, that it is due to the baby's pushing, it's not of menstrual origin. But as long as it is not evidenced by the symptom of keishi, of labor, so then she is failed. Even though, objectively speaking, klapishmai is gali, that it is due to the baby's pushing, it has to be, in order to be tailed and not to be yelled with aim, so the flow of doubt has to be evidenced, by the symptom of labor pain. So the male, that's the machlekes. In the case, so Rav Chisda could also agree that Benzies, in the case of Sofso Mizeh Umizeh, So we say that inasmuch as the dam, the three rears of dam were coupled with pain, and then when the pain subsided, the flow subsided. So then Rav Chisda could agree with Rav Hanine that the tzias, so it is due to the baby's pushing. So how is it that the baby pushed and then all of a sudden the baby didn't push anymore for 24 hours? That could happen. There is such a thing as false labor pain. Many times it happens, a woman thinks she's sure, and the doctor tells her she has to go to the hospital immediately. Otherwise she'll have the baby in the house or in the car. And she rushes to the hospital and she stays there for 2 days, and then she goes back home, and then she has to go to the hospital 10 days later, or 2 weeks later. I know that such things happen. So why did she have such intense pain? So why did she have that intense pain? Because the baby was pushing, and then somehow the baby decided not to push, to take a vacation. So in Meile, Rav Chisda could be made there, that in the case of Sofso Mizeh Umizeh, so objectively speaking, so Rav Chisda could be made to Rav Hanine that the reason as to why she had the flow of dam on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, coupled with intense pain, is because it was due to the baby's pushing. And then the baby, for some reason, decided not to push anymore for a long period. But since Rav Chisda said, since it's also mizeh umizeh, so this bill is not there. It's not evidence Even though Kelapishmai might be guided that it was due to the baby's pushing, but it is not so obvious that it was due to the baby's pushing. So in Meile, it's not considered evidence by the symptom of labor. So in Meile, she is male. So the Gzosakot is doesn't matter. Alright. Before no, Pien Rachel is Shnayim Kinnin Biyos. Die Mofish Chayor is Rey, Somoch Le Biyos. Die Foskul Chayor is Gamma. Der Hasch der Wadrich Hamoye Le Machmose Ose. Die Machmose Ose, Kosten die Mofish Chayor. Tun wir. Sie in der Mangeshe Bizarro, Machmashimumi Sachir. So sometimes, it can happen. This insensitivity can take place without an anesthesia. Because of the Chiru itself. Alright. Now, Now, cause it's a slay so young, we say, Hakados a yay, we saw some a slay to your dog, and you let it be say, Hey, Hadon, you let me give Tony Lomu in Shalish, betray the case you have the shame is sad, El Labokatom, cause it's a slay so we saw some is then is it, or is it cause it's a slay, we saw some a slay, how did you let it be say, with the youth that have come in there, I'm a little coming a lawyer, lay on, keep it on, the Ramashi Lord, the Apple Gav, the Master, Kishu, the Shishi, the Sopsa, the Slaves, the Mayor, the Abduke, the Rabbi Hanin, the Ramashi Lord, the Apple Gav, because it's a big stash, the Sopsa, the Lion, the Yankee, the Shabu, the Yame, the Lilo, the Shme, the Yame, the Mayor, ולעפי כמיד רב חנינה, ולאחי רב ישוע, ואומר להיל, כל שחוק ישוע יהיה בשלישי שלו. So that was mentioned already. That was mentioned already. Last week, I mean, that there is a, that there are two possible pshat in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi is, that Rashi shit is, that according to רב חנינה, ולאחי רב ישוע, so that רב חנינה, ולאחי רב ישוע, agrees with רב ישוע. With what his uncle said, that in order to be a Yeled Bizei, so there must be pause of comfort, for not just 24 hours, but to spend 24 hours starting with sunset and ending with sunset. But if it's, there is a period of comfort of 24 hours, starting at noon and ending at noon the next day, so then she is not Yeled Bizei. She is not Yeledet Bezeit. And then the other pshat in Rashi is what the Ran says. But the Ran assumes that Rashi Shit is not like that. But the Ramban says that this is Rashi Shit. In other words, it's not what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yeshua says, in order to be considered Yeledet Bezeit, so the period of comfort has to start with sunset and end with sunset. Not to start at 1 p.m. on Tuesday and then 1 p.m. on Wednesday. It has to start with sunset and end with sunset. That's Rabbi Yeshua's shita. But Hananiah says something else. Hananiah says that as long as the third riyah, as long as the day on which the third riyah took place, was a little bit of that day, a portion of that day, was vacation. If the woman was in pain, in a portion of that day, now, that day is important because that is the day that is Kodeyah, as is of a daily. Because in order to become is of a daily, she has to have three years and three successive days, and three successive days. So Hanani is saying a big chiddush that suppose a woman had a discharge of dam on Sunday, she had a discharge of dam on Monday, and then Monday night, which is already out beginning the Tuesday day, because the day begins with the night. So let's say at 9 p.m. Monday night, which is the Tuesday day, so she had pain for the first few hours. And she had at the beginning of Monday night, which is the beginning of the Tuesday day, she had a discharge of dam. She had a discharge of dam, and it was coupled with pain, because she was in pain from 6 to 9. And then the pain subsided at 9 p.m. Monday night, the pain subsided. And it subsided, and she was in comfort, not only till 9 p.m., till 9 p.m., Tuesday night, 24 hours. Even if she had been in comfort, if the pain, she had the Riyas Dam on Monday night, which is already the Tuesday day, and the first 3 hours in the Monday night, in the Tuesday day, were vacation. She was in pain. Then the pain subsided at 9 p.m. Monday night, and she was in comfort from 9 p.m. Monday night till Wednesday night, 9 p.m. So she certainly had a period of comfort of 24 hours, starting with sunset and ending with sunset. Because in that period of 48 hours, so is included a little bit of Shabbos and Yemi Tov, from 9 p.m. Monday night till 9 p.m. Wednesday night, she was in comfort. So of course she had, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, she would be Hillel Bezeid. But according to Hananiah, she would not be Hillel Bezeid anymore. Why? Because the Riyah of the third day, the Riyah she had, on Monday night, let's say at 8:30, so that day, the Tuesday day, which began with the sunset of Monday, so a few hours she was vacation. So as long as a portion of the third day, on which the third Riyah, that is Kivasa, as is Ovek Dele, so was Bikenshi, as long as a Nixas of the third day, at the Riyah of which was Kriv, has to be Kivasa, as is Ovek Dele. So if any portion of that day is Bikenshi, so the Alochi is, she is not the Yeleret Bezeid. Unless, so how will she become the Yeleret Bezeid? There will be 3 days of comfort, and then there will be new years of that. So then she'll be your enemy, according to Hananiah. So according to the Ramban, now this is the Ram's Pshat of Hananiah, but the Ram says that Rashi, according to Rashi, so Hananiah's deen is the identical deen of Rabbi Yeshua, Mashenke in the Ramban, so he understands Rashi as mentioning the Pshat that the Ram himself mentions in his own. Alright. So Rav Meir, Afilu Avoyim Chavishim Yeim, Rav Yudah Im Adayo Chadosho, Kashte Chavishim Mikashe, Avoyim Miboy. So even if the Dam Kish happened as many as 50 days prior to giving birth, so you consider it as Dam Kish. We consider Dam Kishi. Certainly, if the discharge of Dam coupled with pain took place only 40 days prior to giving birth, it certainly should be considered as Dam Kishi. Omar Afrida Vekashi, Kamri Chele, Kamri Bli. Now, Rashi doesn't say anything, but the Rav Amiri, I think, says that Lichelo, so then, even if it's 50 days prior to the giving of birth, and Librio only if it's 40 days prior to the giving of birth. Omer Rebbei, Ein Avlad Mitayir Elo Yomim Oruim Riz Ben Zobet, V'Rav Omar, Afil B'Yomim Oruim Nisvira Zobet. Now, also Rashi says, Brio Abo, I'm sorry, I overlooked it. So, but Rashi himself says, Bria Aboy and Chayla Yimuchamish. I'm sorry. So, Omer Rabbi, Ein Avlad Mitayir Elo Yomim Oruim Liz Ben Zove. Dain Gidal Efeim Shebe Nidal Nide. Avol Hu Asa Achayim Tleyo Nide. Gidol Aliyo Bime Nide Nide. Now the Aloche is Domo Machmas Atzmo and Domo Machmas Lodo. The Dam Kenshi is Toyer. In Yimei Zive. So, Rebbe Levi said, Rav Levi says, in avad mitayir alo yomim ohuim liiz ben zot. In other words, let's take the example that I mentioned so many times. Let's say, suppose a woman has an initial hiyas of dam on the first of Nisan, and she expects to give birth to a child. And on the first of Nisan, she has an initial hiyas dam. And then on the eighth of Nisan, she again has a hiyas dam. So then the eighth of Nisan marks the beginning of the Yudalef Yeim Shebenido Lenido. So if she says she had an initial Riyaz Dam on the first of this, then she has another Riyaz Dam on the eighth of this, another Riyaz Dam on the ninth of this, another Riyaz Dam on the tenth of this, and tenth of this, so she doesn't have to count Zayiki. Or suppose she had an initial Riyaz Dam on the first of this, and then she had another Riyaz Dam on the 16th of Nisan, and another Riyaz Dam on the 17th of Nisan, another Riyaz Dam on the 18th of Nisan. So she doesn't have to count Zayiniki. But suppose she had the Riyaz Dam on the 1st of Nisan, and then she had another Riyaz Dam on the 19th of Nisan. It's already after Yudalef Yeim, so that's Bimeinido. If it is Bimeinido, so even though that Riyaz Dam, and she had a Riyaz Dam on the 19th of Nisan, on the 20th of Nisan, on the 21st of Nisan, she had a Riyaz Dam on three successive days, coupled with Peg. So she has to count Zayiniki. Why? Because that's not the Yimei Ziva. That's not the Yimei Ziva anymore. This is already Yimei Nido. This is what Levi said. In other words, even if she had initial Riyaz Dam on the first of this, and then she had another Riyaz Dam on the 19th of this, and another Riyaz Dam on the 20th, another Riyaz Dam on the 21st, so she does not have to count Zayiniki. Now let's see the Rashi. אין אבד מיטאי אל יום נוי ליז בזובה תאי ידע לפים שמיני לא נידה אבל הוא עשה אחרת תאי נידה כי נאמר יום מיני לא נידה so רב says אף יום נוי מסביר על זיבה כי גם היסח להקן שיבה מי על זיבה תאירי כל ימי זיבה וישיבה אחריהם דוד עושה זו בשייך וכי כותר אחמור בני דוסו ולא ימי זיבוסו וזיבוסו תאירה נמי קויה אבל החשיבו אם יאריך מי עם אם יאריך מי עונידה דן אומר רבה דבר הבא הוא ניתן מדרב אפילו יום עם הורים מספירס סתירה זו so Rashi explains it in other words that Rabadi adds something to Rav according to Levi so if a woman had an initial ears down on the first of each so she can So she's not a Yeredes Bizei if the Riyaz Dam on three successive days take place between the 8th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan. But if the three Riyaz Dam on three successive days will take place after the 19th of Nisan, from 19th of Nisan, then she has to count Zayiniki because it's already a Menino. It's already a Menino. That's what Rabbi says. And then Rav says, even if she will, if she has an initial Riyaz Dam on the first of this, and then she'll have another Riyaz on the 19th, or on the 20th, and the 21st, so she will not have to count Zayiniki either. Or, suppose she had an initial Riyaz Dam on the first of this, and then she'll have three Riyas and three successive days on the 23rd of Nisan, the 24th of Nisan, the 25th of Nisan. That's the 7 days that follow immediately upon the completion of the 11 days. Benito Benito, so she will not have to count Zayiniki. She will not have to count Zayiniki. However, suppose, according to Rav, if she'll have the Riyaz Dam on the 19th, on the 20th, and 21st, or even on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, so she will not have to count Zayiniki. But Rav will also be made. Rabu also be made. That suppose she had an initial Yisdam on the first of this, then she'll have another Yisdam on the 26th of this, and then another one on 27th, and another one on 28th. So then she will have to count 14, even according to Rabu. Whereas according to Rabade, Barabe, once the Yimezive started, so he says, Afyomi Horuyim Nisvira Sfiratom, Bimizive Deleilom Hiteo, Achetishk, Shai Kodem Eo Horuyim Nikach, Shintispe Ashisha Vitira Siseras, Hakelim, so Ayom Aboyim Horuyim Nisvira. We hold it. So the question is, so how can we visualize a case of Benido Nido? The whole, the time of Benido Nido, Henchel the Askel Kenshin Benido, Avo Askel Bimizivo, So when can we visualize, according to Rabbanu Barava, a case of Menido Nido only if the Kenshi started Menido, but if the Kenshi, the labor pain, started Bimezivo, so even if it continues indefinitely, it will always be considered like Bimezivo, and she will not have to count Zayin. Now, if one wants, he can say, you know, the Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam is very difficult because there are so many sugyas counter the Shiva. According to the Rambam, so it is an uninterrupted cheshbon 7-11, 7-11. According to the Rambam, it's not an uninterrupted cheshbon. And there are many sugyas, I mean, the price here, the Braise Erech and Daphes, the Braise Daphwamites, Omid Beis in Viscusi, a counter this is Rambam. So it's possible to do the Teretz. Maybe there are some Achreim who mention the Teretz, I don't know. But it's possible to do the Teretz that according to the Rambam, this Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam is the Machlekes between Rablevi and Rambam. In other words, that according to Reb Levi, now here we have our Lohe, that Yimezivo is only, that Damkechi is only Mitayab Meizivo, but Meinidona, still we have a Machlok between Reb Levi and Rav Ad Barabe, according to Reb Levi, so only the Yudalat Yehi, only if the Damkeshi takes place in the Dalet Yehi. So then it's considered like Damkeshi Bimezivo. But if the Damkeshi will take place in the 7 days immediately following the Dalet Yehi, then it's not considered like Damkeshi Bimezivo. Then it's considered like Damkeshi Bimezivo. So we could say that according to the Rambam, Rav Chisda has his shita, and the Rambam passes like Reb Levi, not Rav Chisda. Reb Levi. According to the Rambam, so Reb Levi has his shita, and the Rambam passes like Reb Levi. Mashenke, Rav says, and then the way Rav Ad Barava explains Rav, so he says, after the yomim moruim misfira zom. And Domar Rav Ad Barava will time the Rav after Yomi Moruim Misfira Stira Zivot. So in other words, because Rav, he agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. Now, so the Rambam, so middle of the Rambam passes like Rav Levi. The Rambam passes like Rav Levi. That's why he passes that it's always an uninterrupted Cheshbon of 7-11. And all these sugyas according with Rav, with the Rambam. But we have other prices, Dachnun Dalet, that seems to harmonize with the Shiras Rambam, then you see it is an anthem of the treasure. So so that price, Dachnun Dalet, is in harmony with the Shite of the Blade. We could say, except that the Marimishne, the Rambam, how did that? So then the Rambam should pass, no, like the Blade. The Rambam doesn't mention this aloha. It doesn't mention this aloha altogether. But the Magen Mishneh says that even though the Rambam doesn't mention this aloha, but the Rambam passes, the Rambam probably passes like Rab and like Avadim Rab. So maybe we couldn't say as a teretz and on the kashas against the Rambam. Then according to the Rambam, there's the machleket between Rablini and Rab, and the Rambam passes like Rablini, and all those sugyas that from it test and that from it Zion is price. My Ibnidoso in Ruim Izivo, in Sirashiva Ilmen, and the Gemore in Erech, Dafches, so they accord with the Shite of Rav, Mashein came, Rabad Barabe, Mashein came, the Rambam, he passes like Rabbeinu. The Magnishne says that even though the Rambam doesn't say explicitly how he passes, but the Rambam probably passes like Rav and Rabad Barabe, not like Rabbeinu. So we cannot give the terms. Because if that is the terence and the Rambam, then the Rambam certainly should pass like Rabbeinu. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, it's not clear how the Rambam passes. Because the Rambam just doesn't mention. And this machlikis between Rabbeinu and Rav, Rabbeinu and Rav, he doesn't mention how he passes. And then, certainly the Rambam did not feel that the machlikis between Rav Chisde on one end and Rav, and Rav and Avadim Rav on the other end is a machlekes in regard to the cheshmi of Yemeniden Meizive, whether it's an uninterrupted cheshmi, or we say that the moment a woman becomes a Zavid Eile, so that keeps the commencement of the Yemeniden in abeyance until the woman has successfully completed a count of Zayin Mekinim. Say, the Ramban certainly does not hold that that's the machlekin between Rablevi and Rav. So why not? But doesn't it seem that Rablevi agrees with the Shittas of Rambam? How will the Rambam explain the Shittas of Rablevi? The answer is, no, the Rambam will say, in the case where it's not unchanging, so of course, not if we are not dealing with the illness, but with an ordinary woman, so then even Rablevi is made it. That the moment a woman had 3 years in the Yemei Zive, so she became a Zavid Eile, so that keeps the commencement of the Yemenide in abeyance until she successfully has counted Zayin Mekinim. But here the lady says it in connection with the Yeldes, where the Riyas Dam was bekeishi. So the halacha is that she does not become Zavid Eile. It does not become Zavid Eile. So in view of the fact that as a result of the Gzeras HaKosu, of Doma Machmas Atzmo, the Doma Machmas Lodo, so she doesn't become a Zavid Eile, so Mimele, the Cheshbon can be uninterrupted Cheshbon. Because she didn't become Zavid Eile. It's only when we say that it's not an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11 if she has 3 years and 3 successive days in the Yemei Zive, and that makes her into Zavid Eile, so Mimele, the count, the uninterrupted count of 7-11 is kept in abeyance until she completed the count of Zayin Mekinim. But in this case, Rablevi says, in view of the Gzeras HaKosu, of Dolo Machatash, Dolo Machatash Vodo, so if she did have 3 years in the Yemei Zive in the Dalet Yei, she still didn't become a Zavid Eile. If she didn't become a Zavid Eile, why shouldn't, on the 19th of Nisan, mark the beginning of the Yemei Zive again? But, Rav says, that in view of the fact, if not for the Gzeras HaKosu, if not for the Gzeras HaKosu of Doma Machas Achro and Doma Machas Vlodo, so then she would become in Zavid Eile, and she would have to count Zayin Kini. So Meila Rav says, Afilu Yomim Ahuyin L'Sfira Zove, she still doesn't have to count Zayin Kini. In other words, suppose a woman so down in the Yemei Zive, she had an initial year on the first Nisan, and then she had a year on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, she had a year all the time. And she had even a Rie on the 16th of Nisan, the 17th of Nisan, the 18th of Nisan. So, in view of that, so as a result, since without the Xerasakos of Domo Mahosatmo, then she would have become Isabidela and she would have to count Zayikim. So, Mele, even though she continues, true that she did not become Isabidela as a result of the Rie on the 16th and the 17th and the 18th of Nisan, because of this Xerasakos of Domo Mahosatmo of Novodo. So, Mele, even though she has another Rie on the 19th and the 20th and the 21st, she still doesn't have to count Zayikim. Because if not for the Xerasakos of Dom Mahasatmo and Dom Mahasmodo, so then the Yimnida wouldn't even begin on the 19th. So even though there is a Xerasakos, so they do not begin. They do not begin. But Hebraica says, no, inasmuch as there is a Xerasakos of Dom Mahasatmo and Dom Mahasmodo, so the Mele, she didn't become Isabidela. So the Mele, the Yimnida can start again on the 19th of this. But in the case where she does become a Zomidei, Ben Bemes, so then even a baby will be made there, that it's not an uninterrupted count. All right, we'll leave here. All right, so Tuesday we'll continue, so we'll have, and Tuesday we'll certainly have to finish the whole tomorrow after.
Shirchof and Nina continue, but now excusing your day, Gimel.